Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep. Arrested grace.
This is for you, hate.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going through a lot. And there is only one God. The Lord is our light, all the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. His words no more, so I not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band, and jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight. Pain right now.
Every day,
but just keep faith.
That you say
keep strong.
In my life, I take care of you.
We're here to overcome everything and our obstacles. Hold on, live your dream.
On God's green earth, my identity is found in Christ.
Should be found in Christ.
Hey, I do
I gauge success? What do I say I'm blessed? Huh? Is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now? Now, it's the cause of my pride, the stage and the set, on my face and the press now. Now, the applause it dies when the praise is blessed. If my face is depressed, then, it's 'cause my volume works and the volume of the work I produce and the proof in the booth. It's a prize and a curse if defined by the purse when the truth is through, it's through. Man, I'm gonna feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more. 'Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride, empowered by God, I'm complete in Him. He's got peace, God's peace I'm in. In His presence, weak His strength, meet His kin, weak His brethren, read this list. Me forgiven, He's dismissed. Guilt in my sin, and I find my worth 'cause I'm Jesus' friend.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth, but nothing on God's great love. My identity is found in Christ, it's found in Christ.
Yeah, dumb, toes, nails, is that her? Well, it's hard to tell, 'cause she's so caked up in all that makeup. It's like she's trying to make up for what she ain't, but she's a saint, but so confused, 'cause she's been rejected by all these dudes. They tell her on a skeleton she's a two, but...
Insecure dude, check. But she won't feel me and they won't like me if I ain't in them J's or them brand new Nikes. Let's dig deep from inside my psyche. When it's all said and done, even I don't like me. He live in the gym and his hair stay faded. Late model car, so they think he made it. He's Christian, he gave his life, but he's still ain't satisfied in the Savior Christ. Still finds his identity in looks and cars. If he only knew that he ain't have to look so hard. If he looks in God, it may seem odd, but he be so satisfied he can leave it all now.
Yeah. I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work, you can't define my worth, but nothing on God's green earth, my identity is found in Christ, you found in Christ.
Hey, how do I gauge success? What do I say I'm blessed? Huh? Is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now? Now, it's the cause of my pride, the stage and the set, on my face and the press now. Now, the applause it dies when the praise is blessed. If my face is depressed, then, 'cause my volume works and the volume of the work I produce and the proof in the booth. It's a prize and a curse if defined by the purse when the truth is through, it's through. Man, I'm gonna feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more. 'Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride, empowered by God, I'm complete in Him. He's got peace, God's peace I'm in. In His presence, weak His strength, meet His kin, weak His brethren, read this list. Me forgiven, He's dismissed. Guilt in my sin, and I find my worth 'cause I'm Jesus' friend.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth, but nothing on God's green earth. My identity is found in Christ, it's found in Christ.
My head done, toes, nails, is that her? Well, it's hard to tell, 'cause she's so caked up in all that makeup. It's like she's trying to make up for what she ain't, but she's a saint, but so confused.
Dang.
She's been rejected by all these dudes that tell her on a skeleton she's a two, but that ain't true if she only knew. In Christ she is loved, she's secure and accepted, never be rejected by God who's elected her. Her beauty is a godliness, and she ain't got a funny 'cause it's obvious. Identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity was self-destruct. Yeah, our identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity was self-destruct.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth,
My life is on God's green earth. My identity is found in Christ. Is found in Christ.
You have tuned in Faith is Power Radio. I'm your host, Joseph the Dreamer. It is the Sabbath night, of course, and the topic for tonight, well, the whole weekend, of course, is plain Africanness. Your co-host is online, Migarachi. Migarachi.
Yeah, I'm online. Finally got in, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of difficulties happening online, you know, a lot of busy signals or whatnot, people trying to tune in and check out the show, listen, you know, because, you know, I've been doing a lot of text blasting or whatnot. Migarachi been doing a lot of text blasting, you know, to get people on and for more listeners to listen what we talking about, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's best like that, so we could get more people on air to listen and speak their mind and to listen. But the topic right now is plain Africanness. We're gonna cover what we talked about a week ago or 2 weeks ago at the same time. The weeks go by fast, man. I know you noticed that, man.
Yeah, it's been flying. Yeah, days been flying by fast. I tell you.
Man, it's like February is already around the corner. Like the whole month is
already here, man.
Yeah, it's already February. You know, some people are like, "Oh, now it's not February." It's already February. This month is already over.
Yeah, this is over with. Yeah, this month over.
You know, and the time is changing. The days are changing. The days going by quick. You know, like we said before, they've been messing with time. They're messing with the calendar.
Yeah, they've been messing with time. Like I swear, like the other day, man, I was looking at the time and it just changed like quick, like 2 minutes, bro. I'm telling you, it was like less than 10 seconds. I seen it switch like that. I started shaking my head. I'm like, man, that's some weird stuff, man. So, yeah, they be playing with time, you know, with the little seconds and the minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why we got to keep up with our schedule and the whole nine. So I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people don't want to keep up with the schedule and time management, but everybody has to make a wise decision to manage their time and what they do. Instead of, you know, wasting time and watching TV and doing these wrong things, and it's not doing nothing for your life. But, you know, that's just another subject, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's television. There you go.
Television, yeah.
Television, your vision. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. But television is no longer television. You know what I mean? It's most likely they're monitoring us because these big flat screen TVs, they call TVs, it's not really TVs, it's monitors, as people can see.
Watch.
It's PT monitors. I don't know how people don't see that. The more bigger your TV is, the bigger your monitor is, the more they can see you, man.
And the same thing with these smartphones. You already know all of them track. You know, in the webcam, cameras, you know, they can see through all that stuff, man.
You know
what I'm saying? So they always watching. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it is. Smartphones, why you think they call a smartphone for? You know what I'm saying? You know, so they always watch.
Oh, yeah. So the topic for tonight is plain Africanness.
Yeah, Pan-Africans, P-A-N, Africanness. There you go.
And topic. Why don't you go ahead and start off on this topic, Migarachi?
We got Yeah, Pan-African is, you know, is with W.E.B. Du Bois, you know, Marcus Garvey, and, you know, we got those two scholars. You know, they was like the ones that, you know, really wanted Pan-African to start, and also Booker T. Washington. Okay, you know, W.E.B. Du Bois, he was like among the greatest scholars in American history, you know, a towering figure, a brilliant scholar, and a prolific writer. You know, he was like great. You know, he was born in like the 1800s, and he basically wanted, like, you know, blacks to come together and have like their own organization, you know, instead of like, you know, try to be in, how should I say, like going by the white man rule. You know, they had like something. It was W. It was you know, W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington. They had like a little meet, like a meeting, and you know, they was like debating on like how should they like, you know, get through the system. Booker T. Washington, basically, he was saying like, you know, like blacks should like work their way out, like in industrial. They should work their way out into like in the white system. They should work their way out like with hard labor. The only way they're gonna be free, you know, that's what Booker T. Washington was saying. So that's what he was saying. And Du Bois, he was just saying like blacks, they should just have their own organization and build up from there. And the same thing with Marcus Garvey, that's what they was agreeing on. So that's like, that's what like the whole thing of like Pan-African is, you know, blacks need to come together and have their own organization instead of trying to make it in the white corporate world or the industrial and try to succeed then.
Right.
So that's what basically you know, E.B. Du Bois and Marcus Garvey is on. They want us to come together, have our own organization and build up instead of trying to make it in the corporate. You know, so that's what the Pan-Africanist was. That's for all African people that is from, you know, African descent and all the countries that's in Africa. So, you know, that's what W.E.B. Du Bois and also Marcus Garvey wanted for black folks. That's the only way they say black folks would be free, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and financially as well if they come together. But, you know, that's not happening right now. So, you know, you see that already. That's not happening. You know, blacks not coming together, they're killing, robbing, going to jail, getting trapped in the system. So they don't have nothing to show for themselves. Every time you watch the news, you see them robbing, you see one of them getting killed, they don't have nothing to show.
And that's just a loss of identity due to the fact that they don't know they self. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Due to the fact that what they put a title in our name as black, yeah, African, and it's like, okay, they don't know who they is. They just think, okay, I'm just a black person. I don't have no background whatsoever. You see what I'm saying? And that's how they will lynch you. They program you.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? They,
yeah,
program you to a point that you be like, okay, now you're on beast mode. Like, you don't know who you with. Now you're going to do whatever because you don't know. You just don't know what you're doing. You're just doing it because. Just to the fact the way this country is being run and watered-down doctrine, you see what I'm saying? I love talking about the Bible. Mankarachi loves talking about the Bible.
Yeah.
Why? Not just that, but these things, these parables that's in the Bible, this Bible code.
Parables, there you go.
Yeah, parables that explains about our culture, explains about our roots, but people look past it, and they don't want to look at it. They don't want to see the truth. It seems like people don't want to know the truth, or they're afraid. They have fear, and when fear gets in people's mind, it makes them angry, makes them go wild, and it's just they go careless about everything. So what happens after that? That's how you become losing your soul. You lose your soul many ways, not just losing your soul, you know, signing a contract and being in the music industry, but losing your soul, not knowing your background, not knowing your roots and your true self, and not mastering yourself. And, you know, and they explain about being Christ-like, you know, being like Yahweh, your Yeshua.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, a lot of people getting mad when I say Yeshua or Yahweh because they confused. They don't know the roots.
Yeah,
they don't
kill
know
that J. Right. You kill that J because that J didn't exist until the 1500s.
Yeah, the J is like a hook.
Yeah.
It's basically
a hook.
You see what I'm saying? I don't got a problem with Jesus. You see what I'm saying? There's a power in the name. But due to the fact that once you do your research on that name.
Yeah, nobody existed. Nobody existed that name Jesus that walked the earth. By that name of Jesus, no one existed with him.
The image they put for him, okay, it's not, okay, we're not prejudiced or whatnot. We're just letting everybody know we're not prejudiced. It's just based on facts. It's based on history. It's based on truth. Due to the fact they put a picture of a guy that used to rape women
that was a rapist, period, okay, took his picture and be like, okay, boom, that's Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this. This is a fact. This is based on facts. Do your research. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to.
The early pictures, if you go look at Rome, they'll show you the real, like the early pictures of the real Jesus. They'll show you like an Ethiopia pictures, and they'll show you Rome pictures. You know, even the Pope, he prayed to, you know, a black Madonna. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, in black Madonna, she holding the baby like, you know, Jesus, black Jesus. So if you even look at the early pictures of Europe, or if you look at, like, Ethiopia pictures and stuff like that, you'll see, like, they had the original pictures of Jesus, the black one. You know what I'm saying? They had the black, you know, so that if you look at the original pictures of Europe or Ethiopia, you'll see, like, the original pictures of them. But as time went by, it started getting whitewashed down, you know. So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And just to hit another bullet, I got to hit him with a bullet for, you know, W.E.B. Du Bois. You know, he was the first African-American to receive a Ph.D. from Harvard University.
Wow.
Okay, and that was in 1896, okay.
Do y'all research now. He's giving you dates. He's giving details. Everybody listen and do y'all research now.
Right, yeah. So, you know, Harvard, that is a very smart school. So if you to graduate there, you had a very high Q. You know, and he was the first African-American to receive a Ph.D. from Harvard University. Okay, so that's just one bullet to hit on. And he had a book that called Souls of a Black Folk. Okay, that was a good book as well. Okay, he had a good book of that too. And the same thing with Marcus Garvey. He was saying the same thing. He was like, man, you know, Jesus is black. He was saying like, they lied to you. You know, you've been whitewashed. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is black. So he was like big on that thing too. And he was part of the Pan-African movement.
Yeah,
you know, that's for all African people to be free. You know what I'm saying? Because if it don't come together, it's gonna be like every man for themselves, and then it's hard to strive like that to conquer if it's no unity. You know, because it take more than, you know, one person to make, you know, big things happen. You know what I'm saying? So if it's no unity, it would never succeed. You know,
right.
So that's what they was basically saying, and they were saying you're not going to conquer if you're trying to, like, make it in the European world or the political, you know, the white world, you know what I'm saying, because it's capitalism through white supremacy. So there's no way you're going to overcome that, you know what I'm saying. Only way if you do that, you need to have your own political system. You need to have your own schools. You need to have your own resources. You need to have economics. You know what I'm saying? You need to have more scientists, more scholars. You know, you need to have more of that. But as far as we're looking now, we don't have that right now.
Yeah, because we have more rappers. There's nothing wrong with that now.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
We have more rappers. We have more gangsters.
Yeah, there you go. We have people.
More dope boys.
There you go. Why? Because the system is watered down through the music industry. You know, what
yeah,
we talk about.
Yeah, music industry. There you go.
Yeah, they go into the music industry. They know how to get young folks from the time when they're young, okay, from the ages of one now, okay, because even the mothers or fathers let them listen to those type of music. Yes, it is true.
Yeah.
And from that time, when they get brainwashed at an early age, they become like the system. They become like the beast of the system. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And everything around them, they don't know if it's an illusion or not. They just see as what it is. They see as, okay, I got to see what's in the physical for me to believe.
Right. See, that's the thing. You know, niggas, they would trust, you know, the white man quicker than they'll trust their own brother.
Exactly.
Because their own brother, you know, because their own brother always trying to get up, you know, trying to always, you know, get the upper hand on them or always trying to get over on them. So the first thing before unity, you need trust. That's the first thing. So you need to start trusting your own brother. And then
exactly.
We're talking about niggas. We're talking about Chicos and Latinos, too. We're not just talking about blacks, because same thing with the 12 tribes of Israel. they are our people too. Well, y'all is our people too, vice versa. So when we talking about niggas, we talking about the same thing, you know, Chicos and Latinos too, because them the ones that's doing the crimes, you know, blacks on blacks, Latinos, Latinos, or, you know, blacks against Latinos, because that's what's mainly that's in the, you know, in the slums, you know, that's in the ghetto. The ones that's mainly struggling is blacks and Latinos. You know, low-income places have the most crimes. You know what I'm saying? So that just how it goes. So like I was just saying, you know, niggas will trust a white man quicker than they'll trust their own brother, because their brother always trying to get up on them. And what's so crazy is the white man is the enemy. When I say the white man, I'm not speaking on all white people, but even though it is white people out there that's planning on axing every, you know, nigga out, you know, either like setting them up to get them locked up or get them killed. It's people that's out like that. But I'm saying white man, that's the elites. I'm talking about the elites.
Nigga, I want you to cut this short. I want you to give a little story of what happened to you early this week. You know,
okay, early this week, you know, I ran to an individual, you know, I could just break down the story, you know. You know, it was an individual, it was a racial individual. It was a very racial individual, you know, I had ran into yesterday, matter of fact, it was on some Trayvon Martin type stuff. You know, basically I was just walking by, you know, I was smoking, you know, I was just smoking a little piece of Black and Mild I had. And then, you know, I wasn't trying to blow smoke in his face or anything, because I know how that is. When you blow smoke in someone's face, that's disrespectful. Yeah. So I wasn't trying to blow smoke in his face. So I was walking by, and, you know, I was just smoking. Then he just staring at me. You know how it goes when you're in the hood, you're in the ghetto, wherever you're from. Somebody stare at you longer than 5 seconds, you already know it's a problem or it's an issue. So he was staring at me longer than 5 seconds, and this woman that's at the train station, he can be staring at them. Why he got to stare at me for? Okay, so he's staring at me. So I say, hey, man, you got a problem? Why you staring at me? It's a white guy. He looked like white Jesus. You know, the picture they probably got hanging up in your house or somewhere. You know that picture. He looked like that one. So I was like, hey, man, you got a problem? He's like, don't be smoking around me. Don't be smoking around me. I was like, man, I didn't know you don't like smoking by you. I was like, I didn't know that. I said it just like that. I was like, I didn't know that. He was like, don't smoke around me. So I was like, hey, man, what you talking like you got a problem. I was like, you got a problem? You can just go down there. You sound like you really got a problem. You got a problem, you can just walk down there, you know, and don't smell the smoke. I wasn't trying to smoke by you. I was just walking around. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a problem down there. Then he was like, no, he said, you don't smoke by my sake. Man, you must got a problem. So the glasses I had on, you know, I had on my Michael Metz glasses. So I took them off. I took off my Michael Metz glasses. So, you know, I put them in my pocket. So I was like, man, you got a problem? I was like, we can get it on right now. So he was like, all right, let's get it freaking on right now. I was like, first off, bro, I was like, you don't ever sound scary at all. And second of all, you don't ever look scary. You know what I'm saying? And you bleeping out cuss words. So you don't ever sound threatening to me. And you don't ever know me. I'm not from around here. You know, I just move around here. You don't ever know me. So I would say, all right, you really got a problem? I say, you swing first. You know, the reason why I said that, because I'm in a white neighborhood. You already know how that is. You know, I'm going to be single out. You know, first thing going to happen, if I hit him, he gonna get messed up. And then when it come back to it, you know, say, oh, this guy, he blew smoke in my face. He started with me. He was cursing at me, and he beat me up. That would have been a bad guy. So I told him to swing first, and we got a witness, you know, people that are witnessing the whole thing. And it was a white guy. He was right there when it was going down. He was looking scared like he was about to, you know, poop in his pants when it was about to go down. So he watching. So I was like, man, you swing first. I said, when you swing first, I say, I'm a duck. And I'm going to F you up. I said that. I said, I'm a duck when you swing, and I'm going to F you up. I told him that. And he said, come on, let's go, man. Let's go. Let's get it freaking on right now. I said, you swing. I said, you swing first. I'm a duck, and I'm going to F you up. So, boom. So the train is on its way. So I was like, man, you going to swing or what? He didn't want to swing. I said, I know. I said, I know I mess you up. I'm going to take 400 years of slavery out on your ass. I said, that's how I know. I said, I say, that's how I know I'm going to F you up. That's how I know you F you up. So the white boy that was witnessing, he looking shivering. Like, once I said that, he was looking shivering. The dude I got in an altercation with, he just shut up. So, boom, it was this black guy. He was like, man, let's just get on the train, man. Let's just get on the train. He was saying it just like that, like, man, let's just get on the train, man. So got on the train. Boom. I got on the train. I seen one of my homeboys. He looked just like Soldier Boy, literally. Just like Soldier Boy. So talking to him, telling him the situation, blah, blah, blah. And the white boy that was witnessing the whole thing that was occurring at that time, he say, man, he didn't want you to swing on him because, well, he didn't want to swing on you first. He wanted you to swing on him so he can have self-defense because he had a gun that was in his shoe. So if you would have swung on him, he would have felt threatened. He would have pulled out his gun and he would have Trayvon Martin you. So that was his intentions to do that. So that's what he had told me. So that's why he wanted me to swing on him first. He didn't want to swing on me. You know, so that's what happened. So that goes back to it. You know, it's white people that's out there that's like that, that's trying to do anything to get all the black folks, you know, locked up or in the graveyard.
Well, so what that, we call them, man, what we call them, agents, right?
Yeah, they're agents.
Most
so
likely,
doing
there's,
that.
There's people like that right now, man. There's a lot of people. There's entities, demons. Okay, people that looks like human. I know it sounds crazy for those that's listening, but y'all need to do y'all research and stop watching TV for real, because it's serious out here, and this planet done change. It's right now we are in the days of Noah. You see what I'm saying? That's, you know, one of the segments I did explain about a month and a half ago. I was actually talking about the days of Noah, because we are in the last days, and you're going to see demonic entities, you know, and human possession.
Yeah, you can't forget the earth's still moving. We're not in one space. You know what I'm saying? We're out of space. The earth keep moving, so we're moving in different constellations. You know, we're moving, you know, in different, you know, different areas of the universe. So, you know, we're not stuck into, like, one spot. So, you know, different life forms, different entities, and, you know, extraterrestrials, you know, you're going to run into them. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what that is. So
The ones that's on, actually, because these entities or whatnot, the guy who made the Apple phone, the Apple.
Yeah.
So I'm saying he made the last one, and after that he died. That's very mysterious to me. Very mysterious. Because I don't know if that's mysterious to you, my brother, but all of a sudden after he made all these alien technology to control people's mind with these iPhones, because the phones are so bright.
Yeah.
It's so bright that it actually blocks your pineal gland. It actually blocks your vision from thinking for yourself. So you have the phone thinking for yourself. You have the phone doing this, doing that. It's just like that animation, that cartoon called Wale. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. They made it a couple of years ago. It was a little robot, whatnot, went out of space. Long story short, there was nothing but fat people being controlled by computer. You see what I'm saying? They eating through the computer. They playing sports or whatever through the computer. You see what I'm saying? And everybody's sitting on a chair. They're not moving now. They're not making any moves. They're not walking or anything like that. They're just sitting down while the computer is just controlling their minds. You see what I'm saying? That's just an example right there by itself. But that's including, you know, these other movies when they explain about, you know, human colognes or human civilization, how they're going to control the whole population. And
they're already doing that. Yep.
The Mark of the Beast is already here. It don't have to be the chip. It don't have to be the chip. The Mark of the Beast is not finding yourself, not being Christ-like, and doing the things of this world and following the system. That's the Mark of the Beast.
What I'm about to get into that would lead me to what I'm about to say, you know, blacks is cursed because they took up their, you know, the white man ways and also the language of the oppressors. Because, you know, when we was enslaved, we didn't speak no English. you know what I'm saying? Then we wasn't on that, you know, that raping stuff, like what they did to our ancestors, our great-grandmothers and, you know, stuff like that. We wasn't on that. They was raping them, you know, and, you know, slaving them, whipping them with whips, and we learned all those type of ways. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't calling women bees and holes, you know, that all that came from slavery. That's what they were saying to those black women. They was like, oh, you whore, you slut, you know, and stuff like that. And they was like mating. They made the man and them mate, you know, to have more slaves, like, the, you know, the baby slaves. So the mans were just using as mates, you know, and the females, we were just like, you know, just like dogs mating. So that's like the same thing how we going around now, you know, just having sex. You know, back in the African days, it was like special. It was like for like rituals. You know what I'm saying? That was like something special. You know what I'm saying? To have, you know, it wasn't even called sex. You know, it was like, you know, you making love. So it's like we abusing the sacred things. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sex is sacred. So, you know, so we're abusing that. So that's why blacks is cursed to this day, because they picked up the ways of their slave masters. You learned your oppressor language. You know what I'm saying? That's the one that raped, killed, you know, whipped your ancestors. So you learning all your ways of your slave masters. That's why we cursed.
And guess what? History repeats itself, because it's the same thing. And people think, oh, they're not in slavery or whatnot. I'm free. No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm free.
You're not, because your mind's enslaved with religion, first of all. Second of all, you don't know yourself. Third of all, you addicted to watching TV every single day, going to movies every single day, going to parties or whatnot. They got you where they want you at right now, as you speak. And then they you see these big booty strippers, you know what I'm saying, it's very tempting now. You know, it's very tempting now, you know, don't get it twisted. But that's part of it right there. That's part of, you know, a system that controls your mindset, you know what I'm saying, for you to think that way. You know, why all of a sudden these guys always looking for women that has that shape, that nice ass, round shape, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? It's a program. It's television. Hollywood. Hollywood stands for...
Oh, that's Hollywood. And that's how they had their commercials. You know, like, they'll show, like, a female with a banging body, and they'll show her with a car. So they hold intentions for you to buy a car. So they have some looking sexy, you know, it's symbolic, you know, subliminal. And they have, like, a female, she'd probably be on a little bike, a little motorcycle with her booty showing or whatever, so you can buy the car or buy the little soda, buy a Pepsi. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the whole thing, you know, how the whole thing goes. You know,
and that's the reason why we have to, you know, work on ourselves, you know what I'm saying? People say they're afraid of self-worship or whatnot. I've been hearing pastors on TV, the TV pastors now, talking about self-worship is bad. Calling ourselves gods is bad.
And they even show you that in the Bible. It show you that Psalms 82, I think verse 26. It say, "Ye are gods and children of the Most High." It show you that. It doesn't say a capital G. It shows a lowercase G. But it does shows you that. It shows you. It say, "Ye are gods and children of the Most High."
And the thing is, the Vatican, the Pope, they push the agenda even harder and pay these pastors with the mega churches now.
Yeah, they got.
Once they pay them, they full of money in their pocket. You know, they full. You know, they got their Bentley, their Benz. They go on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, self worship is bad. Oh, calling yourself a god is bad. And then they throw in the Jesus Christ on you. Boom. Jesus Christ, you know, said this, said that. And then they add to the word of God.
The Vatican is the main ones. That is the, you know, the enemy. Those the ones that they got, like, a location that's like 10 miles of sacred knowledge of where Allah's sacred knowledge is, like, hidden. They have like 10 miles of that. You know, everything that's hidden, they have like 10 miles of that, of hidden knowledge of that, the Vatican.
And they know that we're immortals. We're not mortals, we immortals.
Yeah. And then, like, if they go to the church, they have like councils, like where they have like church councils, like they don't tell you certain things. Like, they have, like, counselors. They all on the same page. So you just got to be careful which church you go to, because that church may fall under one of those counselors.
Exactly, because, I mean, you know, I don't want to talk about my church, my brother, but, you know, 7 Days Adventist, they don't do technology or nothing, right? So we're, you know, the church is spiritual or whatnot and everything. One day, right, last year, it was on December, this guy came from a Sunday church. I don't got no problems with Sunday church either. I don't got no problems now. But he came out of nowhere when he started preaching. He was like, yo, you know, there's no problem for your kids to text inside the church. You know what I mean? You could text inside the church or whatnot, knowing that the church is a spiritual church. When you use technology in church, you move the spirit and the presence of God out of the church. Okay, because it's an alien technology you're using inside a church. When I heard that, I told my mom, she was like, she agreed what I said. Due to the fact that you cannot be having the Word of God listening and having the Holy Spirit use you or whatnot and stay in prayer, and that you're using technology inside the church. That's why in the last days you have to use your own temple. You have to do self-worship.
And the church is in you. The church is in you.
Exactly.
The Bible says the kingdom is in you, and that is your chakra.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And people need to know that. And people need to research. Everybody that's listening around the world that's been doing downloads, that's listening, they want to know more. They know, you know, from the time I started doing this from 2010, doing the online radio, until now, I've made major changes, major spiritual changes. But my people see me as, oh, he lost a screw. He's crazy. But due to the fact they think I'm crazy, I'm reaching different levels of spirituality. I'm reaching different levels of mastering myself or whatnot. We're going to continue, man, even though, you know, we got a little bit of time, but we still can continue and record the show. But it's like people don't see where you at. They see what they see. You see what I'm saying? They see what this world programmed them to see. But, you know, when you change, transform as a new creature, and the Lord Yahweh, people just look at you differently. They treat you differently. Some will treat you bad, and some will treat you good. But we didn't came here to follow anybody at the same time. But we have to master ourselves through self-worship, stay away from the negativity, stay away from the negative people, and we have to separate. That's when the sheep and the goats must separate in the last days. It's in Matthew. Everybody should know that. You know, it's in Matthew, those that's listening. You know, and that's dealing with what we're talking about at the same time, is waking up all tribes, 12 tribes of Israel. It's in Revelations. You see what I'm saying? So we're not talking about something that's not biblical. We're talking about something that is biblical. You see what I'm saying? So I mean, if anybody has any questions or want to find answers, research it for yourself. You don't need to ask those questions. Research it for yourself. You don't have to listen.
Research it. It's gonna be accurate. Anything we say, best believe it. Been researched over and over. So you can just research it and don't take our word for it. Just research it for yourself, and you know it guides you. It'll lead you that way. If we're saying something, you know, it's accurate as far
exactly.
as our research. So
exactly.
yeah.
So have the Holy Spirit guide you. You know, let the Holy Spirit be your teacher. Because, you know, once I did my transition, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody, but I am gifted. I am spiritually gifted. And once I did ask the Holy Spirit to give me knowledge and wisdom, he took me from a different level. And he took me to another level. And then I have my brother over here, Megarachi. He taught me a couple of things even more, even though I knew about it years ago, but it's like it crossed my mind. That's how the beast, you know, just erase your mind. It distracts you. You see what I'm saying? So you know, whoever is receiving that knowledge and wisdom from God right now, that's receiving a different level of spirituality, please receive that knowledge and wisdom from God. Don't turn the other cheek and be like, oh, you know, that I don't want to listen to that. You know, that's a message God's sending to you. He wants you to know more. You know, people telling you, oh, you know, learning too much, knowing too much knowledge, da da da, will drive you crazy. But you see what's going on around this world? We're in hell on earth right now.
Exactly. So those people
that tell me that, oh, if you know too much and get the tree of knowledge, you know what happened with Adam and Eve, eat the bite of the apple, they got too much knowledge and forbidden knowledge, that's just false doctrine,
yeah,
man.
That's false
doctrine.
To make
you fall into the beast, and then once you fall into the beast, you fall into the world, and then what happens, Megarachi, you do the same thing over again, over again, and then you on your knees, I'm going to repent. You start crying, and then you're doing the same thing over again because you lower your vibration, you lower yourself, your self-respect, and you disrespect God because due to the fact that, you know, we got the God in us and we are like him because due to the fact that he made us in his image. So he wants us to master ourselves and start building it and populate, you know what I'm saying? Due to the fact they want to depopulate us, but we have to populate. We came here to multiply. Even the Vatican, the Pope, they know that. They know that. That's why they want to depopulate us. Because Yahweh says, come here and multiply. But they want to depopulate us, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man, but everybody out here, man, I'm not just talking about only the Ethiopian Jews, but all tribes, man. I know y'all want to wake up. I know y'all want to find a better way. You know what I'm saying? It's not about religion. It's not about none of that stuff. It's about yourself and what God wants you to do for yourself to master yourself. And there's a lot of people, there's a couple of people on this earth did master themselves. People think it's hard, but it's not that hard. It's a mind thing. It's really up to you to make that choice and what you want to do in life. Some people might not like it. Yeah, you will have many enemies, but that's just what comes with it. It comes with that package for you to master yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is, man.
But, yeah, man, what I want to do is talk about the music we're going to put on here very soon. We're going to upgrade this online radio. We're going to have a studio soon, and then we're going to actually be on a good quality mic, you know, thanks to the Most High. And we're going to have more of truth hip-hop, you know what I mean, conscious rap. You know, we don't leave nobody out, but as long as it's based on truth, there's no violence on it because we don't want no garbage. We don't want no booty shaking music. Oh, no.
No
club music. No flossing music. None of that. We need truth. We need truth hip hop. You know what I mean? We got to bring hip hop back because people think hip hop is bad. It's not good. Hip hop is a culture. Hip hop is an African culture. Okay. We started hip hop. We did start pop. We did start rock. Okay. Don't get it twisted. We started mostly everything. We started everything. We invested mostly everything. So I ain't trying to sound egotistic, but that's just the truth. So, but we're going to upgrade soon. Megarachi, I want you to freestyle for us tomorrow night, not tonight, but tomorrow.
So you're going to put me on spotlight, really, dog, really.
Tomorrow night, I want you to freestyle for everybody and give them a sample of what you have. Megarachi is working on his album this year, 2014 and beyond. I'm working on my album, mixtape, and we're doing things what we're supposed to do, doing our destiny until we leave this earth, and that's what we're doing. We're not doing what people tell us to do. We're not doing to please people. We're doing what Yahweh, you know, what Yahweh wants to do at the end of the day. So, you know, those that want to lead with us, let's lead. I'm not going to tell people to follow. I don't want followers.
Leaders. We need, like, leaders.
Yeah, we need leaders. We need leaders. We need no followers, man. No. We don't need no followers. I'm good. We need leaders to lead with us so we can go ahead and unite. But first, you have to know thyself.
You got to know thyself before that happens.
Exactly. But what else I have to cover? Hugo the Boss, he's actually helping out with promotion for Faith is Power Radio. So, you know, thank the Most High on that. A friend of mine, Ali, his studio's up and running. We're going to have our own studio also. And we're just going to go ahead and say what we got to say and reach out, you know, the whole world, man, you know, the whole earth. Not the world, but the whole earth. Everybody has to hear what they have. You know, we have to say what we got to say around the world, the World Wide Web. You see what I'm saying? Mainstream and whatnot. But tomorrow we're going to go ahead and cover the rest of the topic. And Sunday we're going to continue doing what we got to do. I'm your host, Joseph the Dreamer. And my
host, Mega Rachi.
That's right. That's right. And then we're going to continue doing big things this year, man. Nothing small over here, man. You know, it's going to get bigger. It's going to get bigger than the Nephilim that's walking this earth right now as we speak. There's a lot of Nephilim walking. Research Nephilim. See what it is. See what it means. Because I heard there's black ops out here. They're actually, you know, killing the Nephilim as we speak. You know what I mean? Entities that's coming out of the Bermuda Triangle. Bermuda Triangle is real. Due to the fact that what is called the is it the Olympus, the lost city that was underwater? I forgot the name of it.
Atlantis.
Yeah. That was actually that is actually found in the Bermuda Triangle, man. But we're gonna cover that, man. You gonna have to remind me about that because we gotta talk about the Bermuda Triangle. We gotta talk about dimensions. And these entities that's walking in this earth right now as we speak, because people need to wake up, man. We can't give feel-good messages.
Zombies walking around, man.
Yeah, man, we cannot give feel-good messages. That's not what Yahweh wants us to do. We can't be like, oh, yes, you know, everything's going to be all right, you know, and, you know, just live your life. Nah, bro, I'll be lying to you. I'll be lying to you. World War III about to break out, man.
It's already here. World War III already here, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Yeah,
exactly.
World War III right there. It's already here.
I went from giving feel-good messages for a couple of years on Faith is Power Radio. Now we're in a different transition.
Yeah.
Because the spirit is moving, and it's based on truth, you know, how God woke us up and he chose us to do this. You know what I mean? And that's an honor. I would like to do a small prayer. I would like to thank the Most High, Yahweh, Yahushua, for everything he has done for us and given us strength to talk and to speak. And to those that's listening around the world, let them wake up, Lord, and cover us and shield us and let us be protected and let us do your will. Lord Yahweh, and let's fulfill what you want us to fulfill in the last days, where we is in the end days right now. Amen.
Amen.
So tomorrow we're going to go ahead and continue same time, 11 p.m. So stay tuned, Faith is Power Radio. One.
All right. Yeah, good night. We need unity in the community.
Yes. 13
you
love.
Gotta be purity.
Exactly. And have that divine spirit and grow with the Holy Spirit. Grow with it, man. Just know your history, man. Just know your history. Research. You know, I'm not telling you stop going to church, but just research, man. Just research. Listen.
Once you find yourself, you're gonna figure you won't have to go to church. Once you find yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's when you see that people will attack you. They'll be like, oh, you're an atheist, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're crazy. You don't believe in God. Why? Because due to the fact that they're under a spell and you are in the wilderness. That's part of it. That is part of the package. But you should just give praises to the Most High that you're separating from people now. And since you're separating from people, you're not worrying about what people say. Now you'll be lifted up to the 13th dimension on mastering yourself, astral plane, telekinesis. That is, you know, that is possible.
Telepathic.
So, teleportation, you know, it's real. It's real. People think, oh, it's TV, it's TV. Oh, that's what TV does. It makes you think it's not real. So they put it in television and they're like, yeah, that's just fiction. Oh, this part here, nonfiction. They just mix it up. Boom, 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 boom. Fiction and nonfiction. It's like your school books when you go to school. Fiction and nonfiction. But I thought this was fiction. I thought this was nonfiction.
Yeah.
Yo, what is that? Oh, man, this world's so confusing, man. Not for me anymore anyway, so I'm good. And but it's time to wake up, everybody. It's time to wake up. Have a good one.
Yeah.
I'm looking in the mirror like, ooh, yes. A couple for an insecure dude, check. But she won't feel me and they won't like me. If I ain't in them J's or them brand new Nikes, let's dig deep from inside my psyche. When it's all said and done, even I don't like me. He live in the gym and his hair stay faded. Late model car, so they think he made it. He's Christian, he gave his life, but he's still ain't satisfied in the Savior Christ. Still finds his identity and looks in cars. If he only knew that he ain't have to look so hard. If he looks in God, then they seem odd, but he be so satisfied he can leave it all. Now, I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work, you can't define my words, but nothing on God's ring, my identity sounds right, you sound right. How do I gain success? What do I say I'm blessed? Huh? Is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now? Now, is the cause of my pride, the stage and the set, or my face in the press now? Now, the applause that dies when the praise is blessed, if my face is depressed then? Yeah, cause my value of works and the volume of the work I produce and the proof and the proof. It's the prize and the curse that's defined by the first when the truth is true. Man, I'm gonna feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more. Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride and power by God, I'm complete in him. He's got peace, God's peace I'm in. In his presence, weak his strength, meet his kin. Weak his brethren, read his list. Need for Kevin, he's dismissed. Guilt in my sin and I find my worth cause I'm Jesus' friend. I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my words, but nothing on God's ring. My identity is found in Christ, it's found in Christ. My head gun, my soul nailed. Is that her? Well, it's hard to tell. But she's so caked up in all that makeup. It's like she's trying to make up for what she ain't, but she's a saint, but so confused. Cause she's been rejected by all these dudes that tell her on a skeleton she's a two. But that ain't true, if she only knew. In Christ she is loved, she's secure and accepted. Never be rejected by God who's elected her. Her beauty is a godliness, and she ain't got a front of